Nas and Billy Ray Cyrus on Trax FM. That is Old Town Road. I was chatting earlier to Caroline from Doncaster Mumbler at the Dragon Boat Races.
All right, Caroline, and you're from?
Doncaster Mumbler.
Okay, so first of all, you're providing a bit of a haven for the little ones here, aren't you, away from all the hustle bustle of the Dragon Boat Race?
Yeah, we're here. We've got lots of activities going on. We've got a sensory area with Tots Play. We've got people talking about water safety. We're by a lake, so we've got water babies here talking about water safety. And we've got Stadium Stars doing finger painting insects with us. So lots of toys and games to keep the kids entertained as well, and we've got activity sheets and colouring galore, and hundreds of things, booklets as well, so everything to keep the kids occupied while they're going around the lakeside.
Oh, my nephew would love the finger painting, I'll tell you. And you've got some other big events coming up as well now. There's one in August, isn't there, that's coming up?
Yeah, we have the Doncaster Big Latch On, which is a celebration of breastfeeding, and it's basically an event where new mums can go and with their families, people supporting mums on their journey, you know, in parenting, and they can come and speak to everybody they could possibly need to in terms of support as a new parent. So the Doncaster Health visiting team will be there, we've got public health there, we've got the family hubs and the family information services. I'll be there hosting it along with Baby Dinosaurs, who do pop-up markets. And we've got lots of the activity providers there as well, so there'll be sensory, baby massage, all kinds of things going on, and that is at Sandal Park on Friday the 2nd of August.
Brilliant, and I guess you're on all over social media if people want to find out more.
Yeah, definitely, it's all on the Doncaster Mumbler website, doncaster.mumbler.co.uk, and all over our Facebook page and Twitter at Doncaster Mum and Instagram. So, and there are posters up in all the family hubs and across Doncaster, so yeah, come along, it'd be a great morning.
And tell me about the big one in November, which is already proving very popular with voting.
This is really exciting. It's the Doncaster Mumbler Awards, the first one, and essentially it will recognise everything that's great about the family-friendly Doncaster. Doncaster's a great place to bring up kids. There's lots going on, and we'll have awards such as Mumbler's favourite retailer, Mumbler's favourite preschool, day nursery, favourite teacher. We'll have best class or activity, best family attraction in Doncaster. So lots of really lovely awards. And the great thing is that parents are nominating those things, so it's a real validation of how good they are. The parents are recommending them. Businesses can't, you know, won't be shortlisted unless they've been nominated by their customers. So it's great for me to put those recommendations on the Doncaster Mumbler website as well. So that's at the Earl of Doncaster on Friday the 8th of November.
Friday 8th of November. Doncaster.mumbler.co.uk to find out more about that. Sounds ace. Trax FM with China Crisis now. It's time.